produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Chief Chi of South Africa, and you are listening to the Need for Liberty radio broadcast.
Yes. Yes. Come on and let it ring out. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Yes. 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 Sister, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Oh, we know we live in a real world. And while we live in this world, we know we got some stuff that we have to overcome. And we're not just going to overcome it by singing a song either. Hello, somebody. But when we change our mindsets, that's the way we're going to overcome. We cannot keep recycling these same ills. Oh boy. And expect for us to progress. There's some stuff we're going to have to lay out before God. Until we get back to God. And Abraham and Hezekiah recognized one thing, that he had to get to the house. He had to get to God's house, because where he was, it just wasn't doing it. In other words, he had to get to where God was. And he had to get before him and spread the situation out. And here he go. He began to let God know, you're the one going to have to deliver us. And God sent a message back by the prophet Isaiah. He said, I tell you what, you tell Hezekiah that I will send a blast upon Sennacherib. He said, not only that, I'll put a hook in his nose, and I'll put a bridle in his mouth, and I'll send him back by the way he came. In other words, when you spread that thing out before God, God said, I'll handle your business. Yeah, that boy may be on crack, but I get that crack spirit. I put a hook in his nose. I put a bridle in his mouth and send it back. But you got to spread it. Too many times we don't bring it before God. We try to handle it. I've been there, done that. And we handle it on our own. I'm not getting to that other height. I've been there two times this morning. But we get to the point to where as we letting our families die because of our frustrations. We get tired sometimes when you have to constantly go over the same thing. You have to deal with the same ills. You're tired of going down to 201 Poplar, and it's the federal building. You ain't going down there applying for nothing. But let me tell you something. When you get to the point that you can't handle what you're handling, God himself makes a way of escape for you to come out of it. I don't know who's dealing with what today, but whatever you're dealing with, you can handle it, because when you get to the point you can't handle it, God makes a way of escape for you to come out of it. You got to understand that. I know you think it's unbearable, but God is God. He's the blueprint designer of your life. He has created you. He know what's in you. He know what you can handle, what you cannot handle. He know, Jimmy, what you can deal with, what you cannot deal with. He know what you can take, what you cannot take. He know how far you can go, how far you cannot go. And when it gets to the point that it's too overbearing, God said escape route. You got to understand, an architect, when he drawing up plans, that and he had to draw his plans up, and in doing so, he had to make a way of escape. There has to be exit doors for you to get out in a hurry in case it gets too hot in the kitchen. Got to be a way for you to get out of there. And once that cold developer approves the plan, he can go ahead on and then erect the building. But the plan got to be approved. God had to approve the plan, and in drawing up the architect of who you are, he made a way of escape. That when it gets too hot, he said escape route. Right now, if you handle it, you can handle it. When it gets too hot, God got a way. But you got to spread it before him. I told him at the 10 a.m. I used to enjoy watching my mother when she used to bake a cake or a pie, something of that nature. And I'm not a cook at any kind of by anybody's terms, but I used to watch her, and while she would take something, I didn't recognize how these scriptures come into play until I got grown. And that scripture over in Romans, that 8th chapter, for we know, says, Lord, that all things work together for the good, for them that love God, for those who are the call according to his purpose. It's working together. I couldn't understand that a whole lot of time, because folks just go through so much, and I wonder, how is it working together? But I watched her as she began to bake or get prepared to bake a cake or make a pie. And I may not have the right ingredients in the right form how she would do it, but I can remember some stuff. And when you got flour by itself, flour, according to me, just don't taste good by itself. Not only that, I saw some other stuff in there called nutmeg. I don't know if they still make it or whatever, but it was a little thing, square bar called nutmeg. And I just look at it and tell that by itself, nutmeg wasn't going to be good. She had some vanilla extract. And I just don't think that by itself that it would be good. Now, for some of you all, raw eggs, to me, just by itself, just wouldn't be good. But she had this bowl, and she would put all this stuff in this bowl. And before they got these fancy beaters, they had a little hand beater with a little turner on the side, little wheel, and they'd just be whooping it around. And while she was just beating that stuff up in there, just beating it, beating it, beating it, and all of that stuff was just getting mixed up, and it would start turning yellow. And she would leave out the kitchen just for a few moments, and while she was gone, I'd take my finger and walk past the bowl. And I'll get me a scoop of it and just taste it. Woo, this stuff is good. I said, it's working together. But she wasn't through. She had an oven that was preheated, 350 degrees, already sitting over there hot. And then I would see when she would pull the stuff in the pan and smooth it out. And she put it in a preheated oven. Some of you right now is in the oven right now, just wondering, how much hotter can it get? Put it in the oven. Then she gave me some instructions. Said, listen, boy, don't you be running in here jumping in my kitchen, because you make my cake go flat. I couldn't understand how something going to go flat when it's in there and I'm out here. But it was in the oven. And when you in the midst of the heat, you got to learn how to wait patiently. You can't just go in and come out. Ain't no time for you to be jumping and skipping and hopping. But while they was in, that cake was in the oven. I would be so anxious, I'd be trying to peep through the window. Couldn't see too much, dark up in them old stoves. But then she'll come back 30 minutes later and check on it, say it ain't ready yet. And I found out down the road, that's how God treats some of us. You've been in the oven and you say, it's about time for me to come out this thing. God said, you ain't ready yet. You hadn't learned what you've been dealing with. And until you can get the whole idea of what you're really dealing with, you got to stay in the heat. And then she would come back about 20 minutes later, and she would look in there and say, yeah, it's just right now. Pull it out, and I couldn't wait for it to cool off. And she get a butter knife, and she sliced in that pan and cut that cake out of there. And I said, now I know what they really mean, that all things is working together for the good, for them that love God, for those that are called according to his purpose. What am I really trying to say? Some of y'all been put in a preheated oven. You don't understand what you're really going through. God still been checking on you, but I can hear him say you ain't ready yet. But when you get ready, you ought to tell somebody, I'm coming out as gold. When you get ready, God knows what you're made out of. And you're going to be able to sing that same song, all things is working together for my good. You mean your money gets short, working together for your good. Walked out on me and left me with the kid, working together for your good. You may not can see it right now, but tell somebody, when you spread it before the Lord, it'll work together for your good. I don't care about the enemy shooting his wolf tickets. I don't care about how the devil telling you you can't make it. But can somebody lean back and say, it's working together. Lord, all things is working together for my good. Spread it before the Lord. Spread your children before that. Spread your families before the Lord. You got to be able to put him down there. You don't have the answer for everything. I found that out too. You can be as smart as you want to, but the devil been around a lot longer than you have, and he know every trick there is. But when you spread that thing before God, when God said, I'll put a hook in his nose, he'll put a hook in that crack nose. You don't hear what I'm saying? When God puts his hook in you, tell somebody, you ain't getting off the hook. When God leads you around, say he put a bridle in your mouth. Bridle designed to tell you to go left or right. And when God got that bridle and that hook in you, you're going to have to do what God said do. I know look like your money ain't getting right, but God can put a hook in your money. If we can spread it before him, if we can keep it before him, till God hooks it. Some of you all right now, you have some turbulent times. Families just in a state of uproar. How many of you here got some things up before God? You don't know exactly how this thing gonna turn out. You don't know which way it's going to go, but you know you need God to intervene in it. I just want you to know you're gonna have to spread this thing before the Lord. I don't know who I'm speaking to today. Sometimes it's somebody just says, I've been struggling with my own inhibitions, my own issues. I want you to know that you can spread this thing before the Lord. If you're here today, I want you to get up out your comfort zone. Make your way on down front. I'm getting ready to pray for you. I'm getting ready to pray. Make your way down and say, Brother Pastor, listen, I got some things I want to lay before God, and I'm going to spread it before him. Get out your comfort zone. That's right. Meet me down front right now. You come on. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. Come right now. I didn't want to get to any other height. I didn't want to get into any hoopology today. I done did that twice. Hallelujah. I just wanted to talk to you. I got some stuff up before God. I got some things that come on in closer. That's right. Hallelujah. That's right. Come from wherever you are. Take any aisle, your nearest aisle. I want you to get here. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. Come on, choir. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. That's it. You want to spread this thing before God. That's it. Come from wherever you are. I surrender all. Oh, Lord. All to thee. They're yet coming. Come on in. You can take the center aisle. That's right. Come on in. Come on in. That's right. I surrender all. Whoa. I surrender all. Oh, Lord, bless.
gonna take care of you. Even through the rain, he'll take care of you. When the storms of life are raging, he'll take care of you. Can I get a witness in here? I don't know about you, but I feel something moving right now. Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care. wish I had Frank Williams out here tonight. I don't know where he is. Frank Williams, come and help me right now. I can remember the times when I needed to pay a bill. Didn't have no money in my pocket. But sometimes you start complaining, and you go to some of your friends and they tell you what you need to do is have a little faith in Jesus. And when I started having faith in God, when he saved me, when he delivered me, when he raised me up from the sea of sin, when he did that, you know what? I don't worry about no money no more. I don't worry about no clothes no more. I don't worry about no shoes no more.
God will take care.
Somebody, just lean on them, lean on them, and tell your neighbor, he will. I want those in here that really know that God will. Maybe somebody that's listening to this record tonight that really don't know that God will take care of them. But I believe we got some witnesses in here that know God will. Hey, if you know God will, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. If you know God will, I just want you to turn around and look at somebody. Turn around, look at them in the face and say, neighbor, I don't know about you, but God will. God will. God will. If you know he will take care of you, I dare you to jump on your feet real quick and say, I know he will.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.